This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, guys, here's a question for you. What old arguments do you or your significant other still bring up to this day?
Junior?
Yeah, man.
Now, wait a minute. This was the topic on Reddit.com. A man said he complimented a waitress on her short, bald haircut in front of his wife. And over a year later, his wife still makes him feel badly about it. According to the story, his wife offers to go to the bathroom and shave her head if that will make you happy.
She's so
I love it. Yes, I love it, right?
He wasn't even doing it. It's just a nice haircut.
Well, maybe I need to go to the bathroom and shave my head if that'll make you happy. Maybe that'll make you happy if I got a shaved head. I know just how she said it.
You know it, Shirley.
Yes.
Yeah, Shirley, but all that over a haircut.
What a compliment. It's the compliment. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, it's the compliment.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you don't like my long hair. Maybe I need to shave my hair. Maybe that'll make you happy.
Like.
Yes, since that you compliment and you handing out compliments and stuff. All right, so Steve, I don't know why this makes me think of you. Do you have any arguments in your relationship that never go away? And, you know, something that comes up from time to time.
Oh, well, the only thing we really argue about over and over is some damn kids. You know, it's the damn kids. Most of my arguments is be about some one of them kids. We have a difference of opinion and the way we ought to handle it. That's one that, you know, comes up all the time. You know, I'm too hard. I don't know how to love the kids in spite of their problems and stuff. I know kids have problems and everything, but, you know, I don't want him.
What? You're their parent. You're supposed to listen.
I'm tired of parenting. Do you, damn it. You think you know everything? Go ahead. Mess this little section of your life up with your little stupid ass. Come in here.
I don't know.
Man, I'm so sick. Man, hell. Go ahead. Try it. Oh, she got so mad at me the other day. I took one of the kids' ass me. I said, try it. She said, Steve, you know that ain't going to work. Well, okay. Right. If you tell them don't do it, they're going to do it anyway. Okay, try it.
So you just give it up.
Try it. Let's see. Let's go ahead. Do it.
Knowing that that's not going
to
work.
Knowing what's going to happen. Because when I told you not to do something, you do it anyway. Then you come back in here. I should have listened to you. Oh, yes, you don't. So go on out here and do it. Fall on your face.
But did you listen
fine.
When you
did
were
you
their
listen
age?
To your parents?
Yeah, I did most of the time.
Most of the time.
Well, I just kept most of my stuff from them. I didn't go in there with an opinion. I didn't ask them nothing.
I just
went on and blew it. I can't believe I did that, Daddy. Shut your punk ass up. What did you do now?
You didn't want to hear all of that. All right, so, Junior, I know you have one.
Oh, God. Oh, okay. The girl came to the show one time, right? And after the show, you know, they go to the bathroom, and she hears some women in there talking about me, about how funny I was and how cute I was. She heard it. So anytime anybody compliment me, she said, well, let me go in the bathroom and see what the discussion is this time about you. So somebody say, I like your shirt. She says, let me get up and go to the bathroom. It must be a conversation. She ain't the only one in here like this damn shirt.
So got wavy hair.
I don't like to talk about that every damn time we go out there. I don't care if we go pulling the drive-thru. Oh, I like your sunglasses. Let me run in the bathroom at McDonald's. It must be a conversation about these sunglasses you got on. Don't matter where we go. We was at our cousin's funeral. They said, man, I like that suit. Oh, it's a discussion in the bathroom at the church. Let me run in the bathroom. See what they're saying about the suit.
About my man.
Yeah. So that's
since you so fly.
Yeah, and I wasn't even doing nothing. I was like, I didn't ask these ladies to say nothing. But then I brought it, I flipped it. You know, I said, well, you should have said something first, then we hadn't hear this no more.
Oh,
that was stupid.
Oh, I was gonna say that was not smart.
Why did you say that, Junior?
Because I'm stupid.
What did she say? What happened? She turned around on you.
Oh, there was no more talking for the day. I knew that. And no more gift giving.
Yeah. The silent treatment is fun. Yeah. All right, guys. Thank you.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show on 97.1 QMG.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.